Their Bibles open here. Let's pray for the Lord's blessing on our time together at this table. Dear Lord, I pray that you would speak to all of us from your precious word. Help us, Lord, even now to rest by faith in you. Faith comes by hearing. Everyone, Lord, tonight is hearing. We pray, Lord, that they might believe as well. And we pray that believers might continue to believe for their comfort, and sinners might believe and thereby be able to remember the Savior. Bless us, we pray. Guard our thoughts and our words. And direct us, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. The opening words of Romans 5 read like this: Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I've often sat and thought about the difference between peace and guilt. The Bible says that the whole world is guilty before God. Guilt, of course, we have to recognize, is a state. It doesn't say that the whole world feels guilty before God, because if every sinner felt guilty, then every sinner would think twice before they continued to live without the Savior. But whether a sinner feels it or not, or cares to recognize it or not, his state before God is one of guilt. Whether he understands that or not, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make one iota of difference. Because outside of Christ, men are guilty. They are in a state of guilt. But here, the contrast is between the state of guilt and the state of grace. And verse 1 says, we have peace with God. Peace with God is more than a feeling. If you're trusting in your feelings for assurance, well, you'll never get assurance. Our emotions don't always tell the truth. Our feelings sometimes lead us away. Our emotions run like a roller coaster, one minute up, next minute down, next minute up, next minute down. Peace with God is more than a feeling. Just as guilt is a state, so peace, which is the opposite of guilt, is also a state. And it's a state of grace, our being reconciled with God through the death of his Son. We have peace. We have this state through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what our text tells us. And in fact, it makes not only that statement, but it makes a connection with what was said in the previous chapter. It says, therefore, in other words, on account of what has already been said. What has already been said in chapter 4? If you look to the last verse of the previous chapter, it says this: if we believe in him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Christ was delivered for our offenses. That means he was given up. We think about that. We think about his being punished in our stead. And he wasn't punished merely by the Romans or the Jews. He was punished by his Father in our stead. It was God's punishment, God's wrath that was laid upon him. This was more than Christ being a victim of circumstance or being a victim of his enemies. Christ was the substitute for sinners, and God poured out his wrath upon his Son. He was delivered for our offenses. But because he paid the penalty of our sins, because he satisfied the wrath of God, verse 25 says he was raised again because of our justification. Now Paul says, because Christ died, because Christ satisfied justice, because Christ is risen again from the dead, therefore, being justified by faith that is in him, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace is a state. Our feelings change. The hymn writer said, the storms may come and go, and clouds may sweep our sky, but peace with God remains the same. No change Jehovah knows. Are you in a state of grace? Are you at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ? Some people say, well, you better make your peace with God. You don't need to do anything of the sort. Peace has already been made with God. All you can do is accept what God has already done in Christ. That's all you can do. And I tell you, if you're going to sit here and enjoy the Lord's Supper, that's what you've got to do. You've got to know before you put your hand to the bread and the wine, you've got to know that you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's pray and let's ask for the Lord's blessing on the rest of this time. Dear Lord, we thank you for the challenge of your precious word. We thank you for the comfort and the certainty of it. And we pray now, Lord, that those who do know you might know what it is to enter into the enjoyment of peace with thee. We pray, Lord, for those who don't know thee, that even if there's unsaved at this meeting, that you'd speak now to them and save them, and may they be able to testify about it afterwards. We pray, Lord, and thank you for this table of remembrance. We thank thee for what it means. We thank you for your broken body. We thank you for your precious blood. And we pray that you would wash us. Wash me in the precious blood of Jesus. Hear our prayers, Lord, and be with us as we worship thee. In Jesus' name.